This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome back to KRDO's Morning News. It's our Ask the Doctor segment, and today's guest, Dr. Grace Kumar, who is with Optum. She is a surgeon who specializes in laparoscopic and robotic surgery for general procedures such as hernias. And we've been talking about hernias all this month, Dr. Kumar, and of course, welcome to the show. But let's talk about prevention, because of course, people would like to avoid getting these things in the first place.
Thank you for having me, Shannon. All of us, being human by nature, are at risk for developing hernias. The three most common sites for developing hernias are around the umbilicus and in both groin areas. And lastly, if you've had some sort of surgery. So in order to prevent developing a hernia in the first place, the number one thing you should do is utilize proper lifting strategies. If you were to go lift a heavy object, such as a rock, log, or even baggage to when you go on a trip. So lift with your legs, not with your abs. Secondly, wear some sort of compressive garment. It could either be in the form of a tight undergarment or an abdominal binder, something like a corset. If it is in the groin area with weakness where you feel occasional twinges, maybe the beginning signs of a hernia, I would recommend wearing either a truss, which is also known as a jock strap, or a hernia belt.
Okay, and those things that compress you in, because I always thought they were offering support, but what they're doing, it sounds like, is keeping anything from bulging out. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it is not recommended. You don't need to wear it the entire day. I would recommend wearing it when you're doing something strenuous. For example, if you are going out to do a whole day of gardening, I would certainly recommend wearing that if you are at a high risk. And high risk people include those who are smokers, those who are somewhat overweight, those who have had prior surgery, especially in the middle of the abdomen, those who have chronic cough, constipation, or even prostate enlargements with obstructive urinary symptoms. So the other way to prevent developing a hernia is to mitigate these risk factors to the best of your ability.
Can people reverse their elevated risk of hernias?
Unfortunately, not. However, you can do things to minimize either the development or the progression of a hernia. If you have one already, you can wear the belt or the truss like we suggested to prevent the progression, thus making it much larger and more symptomatic. But if you're not having a hernia right now, then you can try to mitigate those factors. For example, control the symptoms of an obstructive urinary stream by visiting with your urologist and having them treat you for the prostate enlargement. If you have constipation, I would recommend taking a stool softener, fiber, laxatives, etc. Hydrate real well, eat healthy, and of course, smoking cessation and weight loss are also key factors in mitigating risk.
Mm. It sounds like there are things that we can do to make sure that we try to prevent, work to prevent hernias. But of course, sometimes even the best of efforts cannot protect you, and you may end up getting a hernia. And if so, what the treatments are, that's what we're going to be talking about on next week's Ask the Doctor segment. I'd like to thank Dr. Grace Kumar, who's with Optum, for joining us today. Dr. Kumar, appreciate it. All the information, so helpful.
Thank you very much.
And if you'd like to contact Dr. Kumar, we suggest you give Optum a call. They can be reached at 475-9800. Dr. Kumar is located in their Medical Center Point offices, so please do reach out to them at Medical Center Point if you are interested in any of the subjects that we've talked about today. We'll be back next week with our Ask the Doctor segment.